This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we look back at our past and some of the things that were done in our past, discrimination, segregation, the Holocaust, we talk about it. We teach our kids about it because we don't want it to happen again. We always say never again. We don't want history to repeat itself. And I know there's been a lot of debate saying the Holocaust isn't going to happen again. Nobody's going to segregate people. And, you know, based on race, nobody is going to refuse service to somebody or kick them out. And when we see it happen, and it's been happening throughout 2021, you kind of want to raise the alarm saying, look, human behavior hasn't changed much. And it might not be that they are specifically doing something to a Jew or an African American or to an Asian, but if they're doing an act to an individual, and we don't know what their ethnicity is, they're discriminating. They have that potential to be racist. So police officers are the next victims. And they have been, for some reason, in some communities, a pass in terms of allowing people to discriminate against them. So apparently a group of officers went into a San Francisco restaurant to eat. They were refused service and asked to leave. This isn't 1962. This is, which shouldn't have happened then also. We're trying our hardest to never let that behavior happen again. And here we are in 2021 refusing service to cops. And the restaurant bragged about it. The restaurant was Hilda and Jesse. They on Instagram said on Friday, December 3rd, three armed and uniformed San Francisco police officers came in to dine at Hilda and Jesse. Shortly after seating them, our staff felt uncomfortable with the presence of their multiple weapons. We then politely asked them to leave. They brag that at Hilda and Jesse, the restaurant is a safe space. The presence of the officers' weapons in the restaurant made us feel uncomfortable. They're actually boasting about it. They're thinking that their audience is like, woohoo, way to go. They have no flipping clue. They said, we respect the San Francisco Police Department and are grateful for the work they do. Yeah, well, when you refuse service, that's not respect or gratitude. We welcome them into the restaurant when they are off duty, out of uniform, and without their weapons. So if there's a firefighter that was just holding onto a hose, you're going to refuse them because the hose makes you feel uncomfortable? Now, the blowback was huge. Apparently, people took to Yelp, and they just destroyed them. In fact, Yelp had to stop the reviews because they had to figure out who really ate there and who didn't. Because Yelp, like I said, already, you know, a lot of these online, you could pretend to have eaten there. You could pretend to have been a customer and be an ex or something and write whatever you want. Well, the blowback got so bad that they apologized. They said, we made a mistake and apologized for the unfortunate incident on Friday when we asked members of the San Francisco Police Department to leave our restaurant. We are grateful to all members of the force who work hard to keep us safe, especially during these challenging times. We hope this will be a teachable moment for us as we repair and continue to build bridges with the San Francisco Police Department. These are stressful times, and we handle this badly. Rachel Silcox and Christine Lydogs Compton, co-owners of Hilda and Jesse San Francisco Restaurant. So fascinating is how people think that they're preaching to the choir, that they have this whole sort of audience that thinks like them. And I think people just don't realize that there might be a majority that don't, even if not a majority, a very loud minority. Remember there was a baseball game? I think it was a kid's baseball game. And the announcer goes, "We have chosen not to play the Star Spangled Banner, play ball." And the parents were like, "What the hell?" So they stood up and they go, "Oh, say can you?" And they just started singing it. And then they just did the national anthem themselves. You know, the country is split. I don't know if we're going to a civil war or not. But I think people need to stop thinking that they could make these judgments and think that they're going to have the support. You know, San Francisco is going through a slew of crime waves right now. Organized crime, groups that are busting open shops, breaking in, stealing things. And the only thing protecting you, you know, from a gun to your head, if you are living in an area where you can't carry, are your police officers. And somehow, certain individuals in our beautiful country think it's okay to refuse service to somebody. Just like that doctor saying in Alabama, I think it was in Alabama, saying, "I am pointing to a sign going, I am not going to serve anybody. I'm not going to treat anybody who's unvaccinated." Well, a good majority of the unvaccinated in that area are African American. Is that a way for you to discriminate against African Americans, but it's under the guise of, you know what, I'm doing it because of the vaccine? Is it that the average human wants to be racist or wants to discriminate? Or wants to, you know, do harm to others. So they find there's some anti-police movement. Let's do it as, well, they're police officers, so it's okay. What this tells me is humans want to do the bad things that have been done in this country for years. Watch out for that and don't let them do it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Mayor Bill de Blasio, despite all the court stays and contests against the vaccine mandates and how OSHA has had to pull back, some federal judges have had to stop some of the mandates from going through, New York City doubles down. And now kids, I think as young as five, have to show proof that they have been vaccinated, no testing opt-outs for some individuals. So this was a bombshell that was dropped. We knew this weekend it was coming. And Mayor Bill de Blasio said today he is tightening COVID restrictions over fears that the Omicron variant will spread rapidly in the city. And, you know, here's the thing. I like to have a very balanced approach to things, and I like to see both sides. And I get that New York City was one of the most ravaged cities early on in the COVID pandemic. I understand that. However, we are being told that Omicron might not, you know, have that sort of fear of our vaccine protocol. We are being told that COVID Omicron might be milder. And you now have very young kids with an experimental experimental emergency authorization, and a lot of parents that are a little bit nervous about their five-year-old's immune system. And so it's a very, very tricky time. And again, rather than parents making the decision, it's all about government making the decision. So this is what some of the new rules are, okay? New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to now tighten COVID restrictions for 184,000 private businesses and for children over the age of five as a quote-unquote preemptive strike. All private employers will have to subject in-person employees to the vaccine mandate, which means if you are there, I guess, on site with other people, you have to be vaccinated. No testing opt-out included. The mandate's going to apply to 184,000 businesses. There's going to be more information shared, I think, on the 15th. It would be a little nicer to have a little bit more clarity now. Children under 5 and older will require proof of vaccines to go into a restaurant, fitness, entertainment venues. Full vaccine sequence is required to meet the mandate. 2 doses of Pfizer or Moderna, 1 shot of Johnson & Johnson. However, we are being told that he might consider boosters as a part of that. We won't know probably until the 15th. The mandate's going to go into effect on December 27th. School children age 5 and older who want to take part in sports, dance, band, orchestra activities have to have at least their first shot as of next Tuesday. So, you know, 90% of New Yorkers have already had at least one shot. I don't know what their full vaccination status is, if it's in the high 60s. And this vaccine mandate is one that a lot of people are like, yeah, well, I had to get it, so let everybody else get it too. Absolutely. You know, everybody should have to, you know, pay the piper like I did. My problem with it, though, is I was vaccinated back in February. All right, we know the immunity goes down. And, you know, for those of us, I mean, I'll probably get the booster, but for those of us that had a very, very, very bad reaction that don't even want to go near it, all right, you know, you might have been able to convince 90% to get one shot. It's going to be a lot harder, as we've seen, to have people get the full sort of full series, and then on top of that, the booster. Now, whenever you have mandates, whenever you have this sort of frenzy, then you have people try to dodge the system. Look at how we're seeing with NHL and NFL, you know, fake vaccine cards and things like that. And, you know, there's obviously a lack of enthusiasm across the board when it comes to getting these. But the more you mandate, people are going to feel like if their liberties are intruded upon, they need to go around the system. They need to get one of these cards, and there's millions of them out there, sadly, that could say, oh, yeah, they were vaccinated. Or in Italy's case, some guy tried to wear a silicone arm. He's a 50-year-old. I don't know who gave him that bright idea. But he did not want to get that injection come hook or crook. So he had a silicone arm. In Biella, Piedmont, a nurse, Filippa Bua, noticed that the arm was not real. She first thought that she accidentally was going to inject into a prosthesis and said, oh, I'm sorry, I'll do the other arm. And the patient said, no, it's a fake arm. I don't want the shot. So she was interviewed, and she was like, I couldn't believe it. She goes, at the very beginning, I was surprised and I was angry. I felt professionally offended. He showed no respect for our intelligence and our profession. I would never expect such a thing in my life. And now she's right about, you know, you really don't think a nurse could tell a difference. Come on. I mean, you know, silicon versus our flesh and blood, we know. Which means, I see why she's insulted. She's like, okay, he doesn't think we're actually examining the person's arm before we give a shot. They don't realize what we do. But then on the flip side, the blowback to this was huge, and in fact, the government may actually prosecute. So Piedmont Region's president and health counselor issued a joint statement condemning the act and may prosecute him. So what's going on in Italy is they have something called a green pass. Now, this green pass is you can't go anywhere. You can't go to museums, theaters, movies, gyms, swimming pools, amusement parks, spas, fair festivals, sports stadium, anything like that, wishing to dine indoors unless you've been fully vaccinated. So this push, this is why, you know, I am very for public health and why I'm anti-mandate. Because mandates hurt public health. I know some people think they help because you're forcing people to get a vaccine. You're forcing people to lie. You're forcing people to have a card. Nobody's asking for immunity. Now, I think in Denmark they are. But all we're doing in America is asking for a card. So people are going to try their hardest to get this card. That's not what we want. For public health, it's not about a card. Just like with Obamacare, if you really wanted to spend millions upon millions or billions of dollars into the healthcare system, build all these extra free clinics for people to go to. But giving everybody a card, and they call the doctor, and the doctor goes, sorry, I have no staff. How's that helping people? So your mandate is hurting public health. I can't say this enough. Let people show immunity. There's probably a 90% chance the average kid has antibodies to coronavirus. And I realize that the vaccine saves people's lives. I believe that. I believe the vaccine helps. I believe the vaccine is protecting me. The vaccine protects others. But that doesn't mean you could force it. I mean, I believe we're going to have a population crisis and a food issue in the next generation. That doesn't mean I think you should mandate abortions or mandate, birth control. We should be able to have choices and rights. And so, we're really going about this, I think, the wrong way. So now Mayor Bill de Blasio thinks he's going, because doesn't he want to run for governor? He told MSNBC's Morning Joe, we in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. Currently, all people age 12 or older have to show proof of vaccination to dine indoors. He's knocking that down to 5 years old. Now, the Omicron variant is a very, very interesting one. There were two fully vaccinated individuals in separate Hong Kong hotel rooms, and they both got the virus. Researchers from the University of Hong Kong published a report that said these individuals never exited their rooms, must have come down with the virus through airborne transmission when they opened their doors for food or COVID tests. So I also think that if the incubation period is 2 weeks, maybe they got it before they went into the hotel. But we are dealing now with a virus that is outsmarting the vaccines. Now, mind you, maybe it's mild because a bunch of us are vaccinated. You know, it's still going to take weeks for us to, you know, figure this out, and then even more weeks to figure out that we aren't being fed some BS, because obviously it's all about the narrative. But how I'm looking at Omicron right now is a big question mark. It sounds like it's mild, but again, we're only hearing about it in vaccinated individuals. So most vaccinated people will get the mild form. I can't tell you that Omicron is mild to an unvaccinated. I can't say that yet. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days. But good news, high-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two United States regions are implementing more COVID restrictions. In King County, home to Seattle, all restaurants and bars must verify their patrons' COVID-19 vaccination status before allowing them to dine starting Monday. In New York City, all private sector employees will be required to get the coronavirus vaccination starting December 27th.
To really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Jussie Smollett trial resumed today. The former Empire actor is accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself in Chicago. Smollett allegedly hiring two people, telling them to wear Make America Great Again hats, and staged that they beat him. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is reinstating the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy Monday. The program makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for their U.S. immigration court hearing. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News why the situation at the U.S. border is so important.
Border security is national security, and that's why I keep telling folks that President Biden, whoever's speaking in his earpiece, and his enablers in the U.S. Senate, essentially are putting this country in danger. People are going to die as a result of the cartel seizing control of this border.
A judge ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy, Brnovich suing the Biden administration over immigration policies at the southern border. A missionary group saying another three of the 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries that were kidnapped in Haiti have been released. So far, five missionaries have been released after they were kidnapped last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So those of you with Pfizer stock probably saw go up today because Pfizer is notorious or famous for having a lot of interesting drugs, right? They were the ones that came up with the Z-Pak, came up with Zoloft, Zyrtec, a lot of Z's, Lipitor, I think even Norvasc also when they were brand names, but they also came up with, I mean, Viagra, right? Yeah, I think, yeah, Pfizer was Viagra. And so Viagra was a godsend to men who were having issues with erectile dysfunction. It helped maintain blood flow, relaxing the blood vessels to keep blood flow into the penis. Well, now it might be a godsend to Alzheimer's. As a study has found, it's a decreased Alzheimer risk by 69%. No pun intended. Not sure why that's the percentage, but that's the headlines. So, sildenafil users were a third less likely to develop Alzheimer's. Now, Viagra and other sort of medications, such as those in that class of phosphodiesterase 5, the PDE5 inhibitors, they relax the smooth muscle within the arterial walls in the penis, allow more blood flow to remain there to allow an erection to continue. We also wonder if maybe it helps blood flow. And people with Alzheimer's could have, or other forms of dementia, could have lack of blood flow. Although Alzheimer's is still different from like a multi-infarct dementia or a vascular dementia, they still can have a relationship. So the study came from the Cleveland Clinic. And they examined medical data of 7 million Americans in their 70s. And they followed them for 7 years. And the results found that those adults who took sildenafil, which is kind of the main ingredient in Viagra, 69% were less likely to develop Alzheimer's compared to people who didn't use the medication. Now, sildenafil was originally a drug used for pulmonary hypertension. It wasn't designed originally for erections. They just found that, wait a second, okay, you know, and so we knew this was something that was designed to increase blood flow. And so we also know that it could be very dangerous with nitrates. Those people on, you know, nitrates for their, sublingual nitroglycerin, things like that, because the drop, it could accentuate a drop in blood pressure because it relaxes the blood vessels. So it's not something to play around with. Whenever we give Viagra, we check your medicine list and we also check your heart. Because if you're having blood flow issues to the penis, you could have blood flow issues to the heart. I'd also like to take that an additional step. You want to also check the carotid arteries. You want to check the blood flow to the brain. Because if you're having an issue in one vessel, you're probably having an issue in other vessels. So this is no surprise to me. But what is interesting is how they're studying it in Alzheimer's. And sildenafil appeared to perform better than two drugs that are currently being tested. Again, for Alzheimer's. Lead researcher Dr. Feizhong Cheng admitted clinical trials are needed to confirm whether the impotence drug can truly ward off the disease. But separate laboratory projects showed it could increase brain cell growth, stop harmful proteins building up in the brain. So this is where it gets tricky, because we're expecting Alzheimer's rates to double in the next decade or two. And, you know, we do have an aging population. The baby boomers, you know, are over 65 now, and we're definitely, you know, going to have a much larger, older population. And as they age and become then 70, 75, 80, 85, no doubt we're going to see more Alzheimer's. But with Alzheimer's, it's this depositing of these beta amyloid proteins, tau proteins. They make these plaques, and it gums up the system. They interfere with the neurosignals. We don't want anything depositing in our brain. And so we've been looking at ways to, well, maybe we decrease amyloid production. Maybe we block the liver from making amyloid production. Or maybe we find a way to block those proteins from landing in the brain. But the one thing I've always said is we need to improve oxygenation of the brain. Like CTE, these players that get a concussion. You know, I watch football all the time, like, oh my gosh, put them on oxygen. I really wonder if oxygen or even CPAP, like we use for our sleep apnea patients, might help oxygenate an injured brain after a concussion and then put off or, you know, CTE. That's been a theory I've had from the beginning. I can't study it, but I think it should be studied. And, I don't know, I guess I could talk to the Raiders and stuff. I don't know, but I think it's a great, I just think it's something that has to be looked at. So I also think that those of us that are getting older, maybe we need to be on oxygen or be on CPAP. And I always tell you guys to get checked for sleep apnea, because if you aren't getting enough blood flow to the brain, that's just going to worsen your dementia. So this study with the Viagra is not as earth-shattering, because we know that the brain needs more blood flow. The brain needs more oxygen. This isn't anything new. But Viagra is a lot cheaper than it used to be. And if we decide to use Viagra as a medication for prevention, this could be super, super cool. So I fear a lot of things, right, like the chocolate shortage that's been predicted for 2030. You know, I fear where our country is going and if we're going to a civil war. But in terms of my own health, I do fear Alzheimer's. I fear dementia. You know, I don't want to lose my mind. I don't want to lose my sight. I don't want to lose my hearing. You know, in fact, by the way, there was a study showing that cataract surgery could improve dementia risk. Remember I told you guys years ago about hearing aids? Hearing aids could improve dementia risk, decrease it. Why? Well, if you're not hearing and you're not seeing and people are ignoring you and you're just home, you're not going to be active. I want to be active. That's why I always plan to work. After my surgery, the next day, I worked. I just feel like I have to keep busy, because if I don't keep busy, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so I don't want my mind to go. Yeah, interestingly, a study found that cataract surgery will cut your dementia risk. People who have had cataracts done, which is the replacement of the lens that's all clouded up, had a 30% less likely chance to develop dementia. Now, this study looked at 5,000 people over 65 in Seattle, and they found that the reduced risk lasted for at least a decade. The findings are published in JAMA Internal Medicine. Didn't exactly determine how, but my guess is it got people moving, and they also think it could be the blue light. People got more blue light once the cataracts were removed, and then you got the new lenses, and so the blue light may reactivate cells in the retina. Remember that was that one study where they said a pulse of red light could maybe keep your brain active? So we're trying to figure out how to keep our brains active. And retiring and watching Netflix, you know, it is not going to be the way to do it. And in the olden days, you would work. You would work as long as you could. You would, you know, I got to clean that up. Dropped a can. You'd work as long as you could. You'd be on the farm. You took care of kids. You were active. Well, now, there's a lot of people aren't having a lot of kids. A lot of people aren't very, you know, they're not. So, you know, we're not using grandma and grandpa as much. Grandma and grandpa are also outliving their cancer and heart attacks, so they're getting older. And as they're getting older, you know, there's less they could do. So we are going to see more Alzheimer's, because we're outliving and we're not as active. So my recommendation is talk to your doctor about this. Nobody should just be going on sildenafil just for any reason. This study was published in Nature Aging. I'll write a little piece. I'll look a little deeper for that. They actually found people taking sildenafil were 55% less likely to develop Alzheimer's than those taking Losartan, a blood pressure medication, and 63% less likely than those taking metformin. So they're studying blood pressure medication. They're studying diabetic medication. This is fantastic. So increasing blood flow could be huge. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked me how old was I when I got married. I think I was 25, 26 years old. I married in 1996, so I was about 25 years old. And I thought I was old when I got married. I was in medical school, and I thought that if I didn't get married, then nobody would ever want to marry me. And lo and behold, if I was going to be 29 one day, oh my gosh. And I guess it was because growing up in the 80s, the thinking at the time was, well, you know, you have to have a nuclear family, you have to get married to have a kid, you know, you have to have, you know, that, the, you know, the parents in the house and all that, and the nuclear family might have been a bigger deal back then. The U.S. Census Bureau found that it's not seeming to be that sought after, and 17.8% of families currently in America right now are nuclear. Meaning the majority of families don't have the stereotypical or the traditional, you got the parents, you got the kids of those parents all under the same roof. And so families now are very different. You have people with multiple children of multiple marriages, half children, stepsisters, stepbrothers. You have some people not marrying. And you have some dads that have three baby mamas and, you know, babies and, you know, and relationships. And it's interesting because I learned very early on that even though Corey and I are going on here 25, which I am so blessed that I couldn't even imagine, I never thought, I always had kind of hoped that would stay married forever. But if somebody told me, are you going to be in love with somebody for 25 years? I'd be like, huh? You know, I mean, I knew I wanted to get married. I knew I wanted to have kids. I knew I wanted to marry him. I knew I loved him. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure I'll love him in 25 years, right? Well, I do. I still do. And I hope that we're together for another 25 years, maybe another 50 years beyond this. But the average person, no, they change. Their needs change, or people change, or they get married for the wrong reason. And in fact, according to the census study, they say now the average man, if at all, if he marries, it's not till he's 30. So this is very interesting. The Census Bureau showed that 17.8% of the United States' 130 million households featured married parents with children under the age of 18, down from 18.6 last year, but much more significantly, over 40% from 1970. So there are currently only 23.1 million American homes with those quote-unquote nuclear families, the fewest since 1959. Now, they think maybe the pandemic is kind of attributing this, delaying marriage, and it has. A lot of people's marriages are put off, maybe declining in birth rates, but I really think it's a lot of people are rethinking relationships, and they're learning that I don't know if I want to be with one person for life. I think there's also this YOLO, you only live once, or this concept of I want to love, I want to enjoy life, I want to, you know, and just because I had a baby with somebody doesn't mean I need to stay with them. Now, there's a lot of debate on what's best for the child, but some of these studies are showing parents hating each other and fighting doesn't do any better for the child than leaving and getting that child into two homes that will love them where the parents are happy. And trust me, it's a tricky time. One of you had asked, you know, how do you deal with this because your wife, you know, and you divorced and she goes through boyfriends and these boyfriends are around your kids and these various boyfriends are raising your kid. That's tough. I mean, you have to have some real good sit-downs with your child and, you know, talk to them about, you know, who's teaching you, who's influencing you. Let them talk to you about what they're teaching them, you know. But it is. It's, you know, you think that your child is going to have this kind of vacuum sort of experience growing up, and they don't. Kids are going to be influenced by their teacher, by their coach, by kids at school, by relationships. And when married people cheat, I mean, these kids, you know, a lot of times are around them, too. So it's a much different world than we thought growing up it would be. Some of the statistics they found is the average woman at her first marriage now is 28.6, Whereas back in the 50s and 60s, you were on average 20 years old. Average age for men, 30.4 years old. America's fertility rate dropped to 54.4 births per thousand, down from 58.5 in 2019. More Americans are living alone. The percentage of adults in the U.S. living with a spouse was 50%, down from 52% 10 years ago. 37 million adults lived alone in early 2021, up from 37 million. So the other thing, too, is being alone is a little easier. I mean, I don't like being alone. I mean, I had roommates. I just like being around people. But, you know, I could, you know, fix my car, install my own car stereo, battery, do things on my own. I could kill my own spider. But once you've been married to somebody for 25 years, you don't want to be alone. Yet, now that everybody's connected, you know, you could have somebody basically in your living room through your phone. You're always around people, maybe superficially, on social media. So being alone is not like it used to be, where you're, you know, out in the woods with no sort of contact with people, unless you choose to do that, which I hear is pretty nice. It's being alone is you could at a moment's notice call or speak to anybody. So I think a lot more people are liking that, and they're, you know, they're finding that they'd rather do that than have somebody in the house that might be toxic for them. So it's interesting. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. You know, I don't know. All I know is if I had a baby, I know I needed that extra help. You know, and thank God, you know, Corey was married to me, and he was, I don't know how I could do it being, I don't know if I could be a baby mama where I had the baby and then dad's not there and I'd have to be raising my kids alone. That would be difficult, very difficult. A lot of baby mamas, the dads are there, but they might be married to somebody else. It's an interesting dynamic too, you know. I don't know if I could be married to somebody that has, you know, relationships with these other women, very intimate relationships with these other women because they're raising a child together. It's a whole new dynamic. And there's been a lot of discussion on, you know, do we advocate marriage for our kids if there's a higher than not chance that they're going to get divorced? So divorce is miserable. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is things are changing. Some of it a more logical pattern. Some of it a more evolutionary pattern. You know, having more kids with multiple people, evolutionary-wise, increases the race of humans. But then on the flip side, it's who's the main, you know, is that nuclear family needed to, you know, give that child the most ideal upbringing? You know, one thing we're already seeing that's a casualty is religion. A lot of religion is not being taught in the home or followed because the homes are, there's multiple homes. There's multiple approaches to religion. I like religion. I think religion is important, and I think a child should definitely have some religion. But, you know, which one? I like them all. So, you know, living alone, I couldn't imagine doing it, now we are though seeing more adult children living at home, and I think that's also, I think, kind of a smart move because, you know, with the high rent prices, why spend thousands of dollars when, you know, your family has the Wi-Fi, right? You know, and they have all the Netflix subscriptions. But eventually that has to change too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free. When you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.